The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
It's scary.
Episode 200.
Yes!
That took every ounce of energy.
200.
Number 200. God, now we have to live up to the fucking hype.
Is there hype?
Why is there even hype around the number? Just because it's a whole number?
Well, we have 10 fingers. It's base 10.
Yeah.
So it's an even number.
Okay.
That's, if we had 9 fingers or 8 fingers, it would be a whole different thing. We'd have to be 8. Did you learn that? Did you learn base 8, base 10? All the other
I
bases?
Only learned base 10.
So that everything's based on counting by 10. But if you learn base 8, then you would count to like 7, and then you'd go 10.
Right.
11, 12, 13, yeah. 14, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Or 16, whatever it was. So you would go to the 10s and 20s on the 8s instead of on the 10s because you only had 8
fingers.
Yeah,
no, that would be all fucked up. There's a reason
why
we're
based. But you wouldn't know it was fucked up because you only had 8 fingers.
Exactly.
The whole system's based on counting on your fingers.
Very true.
By the way, do you know the month numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. How many months, as quick as you can,
yeah,
is it from February to September?
February to September? 8.
Ooh. No, scary.
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
It's the second month to the ninth month.
No, you're not. Are you counting?
Yeah,
okay,
seven months.
All right.
Okay.
I was counting the month that you were in, February.
I was talking to someone that we don't work with, and I said to them, I said something like, you asked me back in February, I took care of it just now. I said, that's not a lot, something like that. So I don't know what the conversation was. So they were like, well, no, it's a lot of months. And they start counting on their fingers, February, March, April, May.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know that months will have numbers, right? Yeah, but that's the way I do it. I go, but it's so much easier.
Yeah.
If you just know the numbers.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't do it that way. So I hope you guys listening, slices, that you do that sometimes. It just makes it faster. The only time it gets tricky is when it's like June to March. Then you have to go 6 and then 3. You go 6 to 12 and then 3 again because you're going around the year. So you have to, that's how you do it faster. Is how many to 12 and then how many after 12.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I can tell you this.
Numbers.
Here we are with the 200th episode, which I guess we're excited about because it's nice and even number. It's a milestone.
It is a milestone. I know technically we did 201 episodes because we did the zero, but
we don't really count that one, but we'll get there. So this is like 201, but I live in the 201. You live in the 201. Well, you don't really live.
No,
in the
I 201. Do not.
You live in the what? The 973, the 908.
Yes.
Whatever.
I think I lived in the 201 when I first moved to New Jersey, and then they changed the area code.
Well, this is an exciting moment for me. And you know, we're going to play a montage in a little while from a guy we'll introduce you to who probably spent more time than we would ever advise in listening to every episode, combing through the episodes, and then taking our best quotes, our best moments, our watershed milestone moments on the show,
and
put it into a 10-minute montage, which we're going to play for you in a little bit, which we cannot wait to play, actually.
I think we're going to play half, give you guys a breather, and play the other half.
I think
because it's mammoth.
I think they felt like the guy we had to go to, they brought him to like psychological evaluation afterwards. He might have needed it after combing through that much Brooklyn Boys material. I don't know how he could stand us for that long.
He's not in prison. It wasn't like he was in solitary and had nothing to do.
Dude, he did it, and we didn't ask him to do it. He surprised us. Yeah. It was like a gift. It was like he handed it to us on this silver platter and said, "Hey, guys, I've been working on this project for you. It could be a lot better." He said he only had a week's notice.
Yeah, so he tweeted us and said, "I think I might put something together for you guys." So, yeah, you know, sometimes you listeners, you guys aren't professional radio people, and that's fine. So you go, oh, that's going to be nice.
Right?
Yeah. And sometimes, listen, a lot of you guys are very talented. I'm not taking anything away from you. But sometimes people will say, like, for the Elvis Duran show, oh, I did a song parody. I'm going to send it in. And it's just not.
Right.
It's just not good.
Right? Another guy did a Brooklyn Boys original. We got a rap song.
Rap.
Yeah. So that will play that for you too.
Part of the montage, we just thought like, oh, he'll put like a 2-minute thing together.
Yeah.
It's an epic piece of audio.
Yeah. And he really spent a lot of time, a lot of time doing this. And I wrote a gushing email back. We'll read that later. But my point here was
we got stuff to
that
play
a lot of stuff was a lot of things that came up. Were like these moments in our Brooklyn Boys.
Some of them.
Yeah. But remember, and he didn't include this in there, but remember one of the things that we had a problem with was when, I think, Brody, you went to a store and they
yep,
said,
that sounds about
can
right.
I help? every story starts like that. And it was like, can I help the following guests?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was Walgreens.
Yeah. Well, Brody, that happened to me this afternoon.
Help the following guest?
At H&M. H&M, I was going to do an appearance for Dunkin', and I was out in the street.
You're admitting that's a sponsor. That's fine.
They're a sponsor. Yes, sponsor. And I was doing an appearance for them. And in the I left because it was so cold outside. I said, I got to go get something at H&M. So I ran to H&M real quick across the street, went into the men's section, grabbed a beanie because, of course, I didn't have my Brooklyn Boys beanie on. Duh, I fucking forgot it at home. And I went to go buy a hat. And I put on the hat. I'm like, oh, this is great. Go right to the register. Standing there. And the guy says, lo and behold, can I help the following guest? And I was like, now, what do you think I did, Brody?
You stood there.
I ignored him.
Right.
I said, no. I actually approached the counter and I paid for my shit and I walked out without correcting him. I didn't have the moment, the frame of mind. I didn't have the time, honestly, to really explain to him and stop down why that's an incorrect statement. I know you would have.
Yes.
I didn't do it. Can I help the following guest? Because guess what? Was I the following guest? No.
No.
I was the next guest. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I would.
So you see how awkward it is when you actually live in it?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. I finally understood what you did. Understood at Walgreens that day. Anyway, we also launched this hotline that we want to play some
with the greatest phone number ever.
Yes, we have FU Abe 77 in our phone number. The Brooklyn Boys now has a phone number, which we're going to tell you right now, and I'm just going to lay this out there. It is open 24/7, 365. If ever you are somewhere where you feel like you need to leave a voicemail for us.
That's helpful to the show.
That's helpful for us.
Or well, complimentary to me.
Or if you're drunk and you just want to ramble or babble or whatever, you can leave us a voicemail at 218-FU-ABE-77. All right? And we're going to play some of your voicemails.
That's actually the phone number.
That's the number.
Area code 218-FU-ABE-77.
That's the number. It's easy to remember, okay?
Figure it out on your phone what numbers those are, but...
Right.
It's FU-M-77.
So if you're ever, maybe you're in a bind, maybe you're in a bed, maybe there's something, that, it's almost, use it like a voice note. Like, oh my God, the Brooklyn Boys have to know about this. And on the spot, call the number, leave us a voicemail. Maybe we'll play it on a future episode. So we're starting, yesterday we put
keep
the call
short,
out.
Keep it short, though.
Yeah, keep them short.
Also, it's not a text message phone number. You don't send, don't try to send text messages.
No. So what we want
it's Google Voice.
We want you to do is leave your information, leave stuff there on that. Yeah, just tell us what you want
to
say
to the show.
Yeah, and so today, since yesterday we like let's launch it 24 hours in advance of today's Thursday recording of 200. Whoever saw it, some people reacted to it and left voicemails for us. We're gonna play those back in a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to go to. This is like the warm up.
Yeah, I have a question that's scary. This is right up your alley.
Yeah.
You are the king of social media in my world. You are the guy who obsesses over what you post, and you post a lot. Everyone knows that. I have a bit of a dilemma.
A dilemma?
A dilemma.
What do you
have? We had a visit by the wonderfully talented, incredibly nice Jimmy Fallon this week.
Yes, we did.
Who I'm a fan of. Mm-hmm. Watch him every night. DVR him if I don't watch him, and watch him the next day.
Yep.
Love Jimmy Fallon. And meeting Jimmy Fallon, first of all, he's just nice. He hugs you. He's like, nice to see you again. Oh, my God. He's just the sweetest guy. And, you know, he stays around after the show. We take pictures with him. Took a group picture. We took solo pictures. And Allie Gold, who we had on this podcast, Allie, who does our social media, mm-hmm. who you she thirst trapped you. Remember, we had her on.
I remember that. She also commented on my theory T-shirt.
Right.
She's been on several episodes.
She took a lot of pictures. So I was showing Jimmy Fallon my Saturday Night Live baseball jersey that I bought many, many, many years ago that I haven't even worn.
Yep.
I bought it as a collector's item, has the tags on it. He was like, oh my God, this is so great. Like he was excited. And I took a picture with him, mm-hmm. with me holding the jersey.
Yep.
But Allie took a bunch of pictures of him laughing. I made him laugh. He was laughing. I'm laughing. Great pictures, right?
Yep.
The problem is all of the candids, I don't look good.
Oh, man.
Like, I was looking down. I was looking. I didn't look good. All of the pictures of the two of us together holding the jersey, great. Either I look bad or he looks bad. Like, he's blinking.
But you're less concerned about that.
He looks like he's drunk. He looks like he's tired.
Oh,
he
man.
Was neither of those. It's just every time she
take, when you take a burst of pictures like that, you got to get at least one good one.
She didn't take a burst. She did manual. Click. Ooh. Click,
ooh.
Click.
Oh, no.
So, and she didn't do the 3-2-1 because 3-2-1, you get ready, you keep your eyes open. You're
I say 1-2-3.
Right, 1-2-3, whatever. Right, but she didn't. She just went boom, boom, boom. But her boom booms were obviously on the blink.
Oh.
So I look fine in the pictures I want to post.
Yeah.
But he looked, so I had to find the one that looked as decent as possible for Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do you post a picture that makes the celebrity look good?
Oh, boy.
Especially if you're going to tag him, because Jimmy follows me on social media. So if I post it, if I don't tag him, he sees it
right.
in his feed, he'll go, why didn't he tag me? And if he sees it, and I do tag him, he'll definitely see it. He'll go, why would he post this picture? I look like crap. So I tested it out, right? I put it on my Facebook page, which is my private friends and family.
Right, owner. So this way you could kind of see how it does there.
Yeah, because no one's going to, like, tag him.
Right,
or, like,
so what did you discover?
Dude, Fallon looks drunk.
Oh, no.
Fallon looks like he's half asleep. Is he okay?
No good. You can't post that on social
right.
then. No.
Right. And the only picture where he looks really good, I look like shit. I'm not posting that.
You're kind of
and
fucked.
There's no way to like edit it. I can't edit the one where
he
looks good.
Maybe the one where where he looks drunk, maybe you could edit his eyeballs a little bit.
Or maybe I could have Allie like take his head on the good picture and
put it on
or
the
at least
bed.
His
yeah,
eyes.
That was the next thing I was going to suggest.
I don't know. So which is worse? Look, I look like shit or he looks like shit?
I think it's worse if they look like shit. I think you got to suck it up. I mean, look at the picture I posted with me and Britney Spears. I look like ass.
Oh,
and
terrible.
That's probably one of my worst pictures I've ever taken in my life. That was the picture that motivated me to do Dr. Fat Loss the first time. It was literally that moment.
Wow.
When I'm like, you know what? I don't recognize me anymore. Yeah. I need to do something.
You know
that was my motivation right there.
My picture with Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees was why I decided to lose the weight.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, well, I hadn't been in a celebrity photo for almost 2 years.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Jimmy Fallon, by the way, he shouted out Deezer during the morning show.
Yes.
Deezer. You remember the app that several episodes ago I was trying to get us on Deezer. I said, why are we not on Deezer? We're on
and
every other podcast app. And then Brody, yes, Brody came to the rescue. And then everyone, Deezer became a punchline for people on this podcast. Well, guess what? Right. Jimmy Fallon was talking about all the places.
He made it a punchline.
Yeah, all the places that you can hear.
Gotten the audio. We should have grabbed the audio.
We should have grabbed that. Yeah, maybe for next episode, 201.
Yeah.
Which will really be the spectacular episode. Jimmy Fallon's like, well, what are you talking? You know, available on
he goes, it's on his, he has a new song out, Mass Christmas.
Yeah, available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Deezer. And he goes, Deezer?
Apple Music, Deezer. So we were laughing, and some of the slices texted in. They're like, he said Deezer.
It was a funny moment. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to get to, we got a lot. We just have a commercial.
Are you going to hit the jingle now in the middle of my sentence? Because I hate when you do that.
Well, I will let you finish your thought.
All right, because I don't want you to interrupt me, because you do it all the time while I'm...
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You son of a bitch, you did it. You before the commercial, you...
I think we should start with our friend Luke. Luke, yeah, listen, I don't know if he's got a recording studio. I don't know if he's got expensive equipment in there. But Luke, again,
put a little parody from the heart.
Unsung hero, a guy who just came in out of nowhere and said, guys, I wrote this for you. And then Brody, you had him tweak it. What did you do?
Yeah, so the original recording, because, you know, listen, we listen with radio ears. And, you know, when you produce your own stuff, you don't always hear it the way other people hear it. So I just asked him if he could lower the music a little bit because his vocals were a little, you couldn't hear him.
Right.
And on the original one, it was sort of, you know, it was, he was swimming in the music a little too, it was too deep in the music.
Does he,
so I just had him remix it. So I have not heard the remix. But this, again, this is because it's the 200th episode.
Yeah.
We're not going to be the, you know, breaking new artists podcast.
No, no, no. And you know what? Listen, he tried his best here and got some good sound quality. What? I'm not dissing the guy. I'm not dissing him.
No, I obviously tried his best. I'm saying he's a slice. That's all I
Luke
care about.
R.
Hit it.
All right. I don't know if this may not become a theme song for us, but this is definitely worthy of episode 200. So here's Luke R. with his rap.
Hit the song.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Scary, Brody, Brody, Scary. They had that 200. Back, time for the 200th episode. About that. Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hope you start off at zero. All my slices need this podcast. And they're like Fenty, I'm top that. You can be entertained quick with.
Quick.
Top of the brain, and they use no edit.
No edit.
Even when we were master. Alone and get arrested.
It hurt.
We got to laugh at all the rants of our grammar. Get corrected. When we were all forced to stay apart and stay away from each other. Brooklyn Boys, damn right, they kept it straight 100.
Fans will never
neglect you.
Even when we talked, we were all alone. All we had to do was turn the podcast on.
Everybody.
We thank y'all for everything.
Yes, sir.
To the best 200 episodes of the greatest show. I'm saying no cap. So this is a way for me to repay the best podcast out here today. Thanks for letting me speak. That's all I got to say about that.
Brody, scary. Brody, got to say it both ways so they don't get mad.
The hell?
Fuck you, Age 77.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Brooklyn Boys, take it away.
Schizo Raw.
What the hell?
Schizo the ball. Slice for life.
So those are outtakes at the end.
I love that.
He was.
You got to say it both ways or they get mad.
Dude,
he's got backing vocals and echoing and that's a lot of
it sounded like he had Tourette's for a second.
Okay, let's edit that out.
No, I'm not going to edit that out.
That's a real illness.
I know it's a real illness, but it sounded for a second like he had it. I don't know. It was like, blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Address your cards and records, your cards and emails.
Oh, come on. Don't be a snowflake.
Not a snowflake.
I'll play the snowflake jingle for the first time
in
months.
By the way, I wrote a snowflake joke for Uncle Johnny this week, and I don't think people got it.
I know. I got it, but it was.
So here was the joke, in case you missed it. The joke was, why are Frosty the Snowman's kids offended by everything? You know, because they're a bunch of snowflakes. See?
Hi-oh.
Because they're snowmen people. They're snow, right.
Yeah.
I don't think people got, like,
Really? Yeah.
I mean, that's it's an original joke. I wrote that. I made that up. That's
it was
joke.
An original joke. Well, Luke R., thank you so much.
Yep.
Get in touch with us, Luke. We're going to send you a Brooklyn Boys swag. I'm going to send it from my personal collection. I got a box of Brooklyn Boys merch here.
Nice. I have to buy all new Brooklyn Boys merch.
Here comes Brody with the, I love it. Here comes the I don't know how he would say that. You're going to compliment yourself without trying to.
No, I'm not. It's not a self-compliment.
Brody lost a lot of weight. Okay.
I did, but here's the thing. You and me, I collect things. I'm a bit of a collector. So I bought two of everything in the merch store. Two of every sweatshirt, two of every shirt. Figuring like, you know, because God forbid, like, because listen, this is a time in our lives when we have a podcast and a merch store.
Yeah.
Right? 10 years from now, we may not have a merch store or a podcast anymore.
We may
not.
Who knows?
And so I always feel like somebody's watching me. No, I always feel like if I ruin the only Grammar Police shirt that I bought, I won't be able to get another one.
Right.
So I bought two. Well, none of them fit me anymore. And I know
now
that
you
because...
went, when you bought the two, you went big and bigger, right?
No, I went the size I was at. Same size.
Same size and bigger.
No, I didn't get bigger.
You didn't go
bigger.
Smaller.
I well, didn't you go bigger because I've never in my life been bigger than when I bought those shirts.
So when you say you bought two, were they two different...
No,
sizes?
I bought two the same sizes.
Oh, I thought you.
No,
were,
I bought, you bought duplicates. I just told you I bought one in case one got ruined.
In case one got. Okay, I thought it was like a just in case moment.
No,
where,
what would be the point of buying a large and a small, so that 20 years from now, if I ruin the large, I got to go on a hunger strike to get in the small.
Well, something to aspire to.
Nobody, I'm never going to be a small.
Sometimes
size
I go clothing shopping, and something is slightly snug on me, and I'm like, you know what? First quarter, yeah, Skiri,
doesn't
work.
Take it care doesn't work. So you know what I did? I went to Nordstrom Rack.
I love Nordstrom. That's where I just got my suit for tomorrow night.
Okay, so Nordstrom, so Nordstrom Rack. If you don't know, it's like the clearinghouse of unsold stuff.
Oh, no. I went to Nordstrom, and then it was the men's department.
Oh, you're a dick.
Well, what's the rack?
I was supposed to go to Nordstrom today.
Is that like Saks Fifth Avenue, but it's like off Fifth?
Yeah, it's like upscale Marshalls. You know how Marshalls has odds and ends?
It's not Broadway, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's
Nordstrom
off
Rack, if you're living near Nordstrom Rack, you can get really nice shirts, but you get only find it in one size.
You get it for a great price, though.
Right. So you might find, oh my God, I love that blue shirt. They have it in a large. I'm getting it. Or it's a small. I wear a small. I'm getting it. But they don't have like 100 of those shirts. They've got two of them. And you have to hope that it's your size. But so I went and I got, I guess they were either slim fit or athletic fit. They were my size, but they were like, I don't know, 10 pounds away from fitting. Mm. So you convince yourself, I like these shirts enough. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to get myself in these shirts. So I bought like six shirts at the time.
That's a
six
shirt.
I think I bought them winter of 19. Then the pandemic hit. So I had no reason to wear dress shirts to work. I was wearing T-shirts every day. I still am. And I never lost the weight because I had no reason to. I wasn't wearing the shirts. I mean, I had reason to, but I never, you know, I didn't wear the shirts. So I lost the weight. I've owned the shirts for almost 2 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. They all fit me now.
They all fit you.
But that's not a way to buy clothing.
No.
So that you wear them 2 years later.
Right.
Well, so I have to buy all new books. Right. So our guy Matt sometimes sends us freebies, like samples.
Yes, he does.
Like, oh, you know what? Like, we have Brooklyn Boys shirts in colors that aren't on the store or website. It's like, what do you think of this light blue, this heather blue? What do you think of this gray?
Yeah, like, they're samples. Samples.
So I've got samples in my new size, and I put them on. I go, ooh, I like this. This looks good.
So now you can wear the sample.
I could wear the samples, but I can't wear the originals.
The original.
Because really, they're kind of swimmy. Anyway, that's just me. I'm sure everyone can relate. Well, you fluctuate one way or the other. So,
And by the way, a lot of people sending us pictures of them with their three free holiday ornaments that
Keep
they
the
got
coming.
Off of the Brooklyn Boys them. Merch store. You can go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And take a look at what we got. We got beanies. The one that I should have had with me today as I was freezing my ass off outside.
With the pom-pom is my style.
I go without. I'm a without pom guy.
Can I tell you, have they always been called beanies? That's a new thing,
It's a newer, newer thing. I mean, I used to call them ski hats. Ski caps?
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Ski hats. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the beanie thing quick.
Yeah, generational thing.
So in the 40s and 50s and 60s before my time.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime
beanies,
gal.
Beanies were like a red, blue, and yellow little round thing you wore on your head with a propeller.
Yes.
Right? Like if you watched the old Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. Spanky used to wear
a beanie
with the propeller
then,
over it.
Growing up as a Jew, I'd wear a yarmulke sometimes. Like
and
the
they called those beanies.
They called those beanies because it was the same shape minus the propeller.
Yeah. Then the beanie
then
babies
go,
came
along. Where's your propeller?
What? Buddy? No beanie babies? No relation.
That, by the way, that was racism when I was a kid. That was
what? The propeller?
Okay, let me phrase that. There was always awful stuff, but that was the level of my school that was like, where's your beanie? It's much worse now. Yeah. Racism's never good. I'm just saying it. When I was a kid, that was like that was the big Jewish thing.
Then all of a sudden, these beanies somehow came into meaning the ski hat that I know.
They used to be like what dock workers would wear. I used to think of them like dock worker hats. You'd wear them down by the docks, like longshoremen would wear a pea coat and that hat.
Well, they used to be a lot more ruffly, a lot more loose. There's a lot more. The ones that they have today are a lot more tight fitting, a lot more.
Right. So every time I hear beanie, I go, oh, God, where's the propeller?
Right. Okay.
And flashbacks. You never forget getting picked on as a kid.
Anyway, we were in the middle of finishing talking about our merch store. Matt's listening right now. Listen, we want to let you know that everything's back in stock, including the Brooklyn Boys holiday sweater and holiday T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. We stocked up for the holidays because we figured we don't sell out of stuff. So
right. So we got a lot. Everything's in stock.
Yeah.
Now's the time to buy. Now, if you notice, people have been giving rave reviews on the quick turnaround in the order fulfillment department. So it's not like you're going to wait weeks. So now's the time to buy.
Yeah, if you want to buy by Christmas,
yeah,
or buy, New Year, let's go.
Well, buy any two items in the store, and they're going to hook you up with three fine quality ornaments, I might add. Fine quality ornaments, absolutely free. All okay, right. So make sure you do that.
What? Can I pick on you now?
You can pick on me, and then I want to play this, at least the first half of this montage.
All right, well, I want to pick on you real quick.
Go ahead,
you
Brody.
Said something.
Go ahead.
You were complaining about something yesterday.
I complained
And
a lot.
I wish I had audio. Because if we had the audio, I would play it as a drop on this podcast every week. We were talking about TV shows, and out of nowhere, Scary says to me, you know, The Bachelor's really going downhill. I mean, that's not a, you and I should be talking sports. We should be talking about, you know, Marvel shows and Disney Plus.
I think
like Hawkeye's on. It's like great to football. There's great set tonight. The Thursday Night Football. You're like, I got to tell you, Brody, The Bachelor's really going downhill.
But for some people, though, The Bachelor is a sport. It's like watching sports. It's the equivalent of their. It's like a. Listen, you could say that following your team week to week is like a soap opera. Following the NFL and the trials and tribulations of what's going on.
You watch
that's a soap opera
television.
For guys.
You watch such little television.
Yeah.
That you're like, of all the shows, I know you watch The Bachelor.
Well, I watch it passively. I just notice they're just doing more and more to just to get attention, to garner attention for ratings.
You're like, I don't like the quality of The Bachelors lately.
And then they're starting fist fights with each other.
Right.
Who's walking off the set? This one's with the producer. And like they have these like side storylines.
Yeah, you don't like that.
That take away from the main show.
Well, I'll
it's
tell
actually
you show,
The Bachelorette at this point.
Oh, okay.
It's not The
I'll
Bachelor,
tell you,
Bachelor
tell you a
this
show,
season.
Well, not a similar show, but a reality show I got roped into. So one of my daughters was home from college last week, a week before, a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, Thanksgiving, right? And so she's we were home in the house, you know, chilling. I think it was a Sunday night.
Okay.
And we were the only ones home at the time. So she's like, oh, I was in the living room. She goes, oh, Dad, I want to catch up. Now that I'm home from college, I want to catch up on some shows I missed. Oh, well, I already know what this means. You know, she doesn't watch the same shows I do.
Right.
So she's like, can I get the remote? Sure. Now, I haven't seen her in, you know, a couple of months, a month and a half, whatever mm-hmm. it's been. So I want to spend time with her. I'm not going to get up. Whatever she wants to watch, I'm going to sit there and watch with her. Scary, we watched 7 episodes. Of a show that I swore I would never watch. I see the commercials. I turn them off. I mute the TV.
What show?
If you thought the Jersey Shore was a bunch of people who weren't that bright.
Okay.
They all look like geniuses.
Oh, wow.
Compared to the cast of Florida Bama Shore.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, my God.
Did you? Dude, they're in like their third season already.
I know.
The first season that came out with Florida Bama Shore.
Oh.
They were, you want to talk about a train wreck.
Except now they are established characters with backstories.
Of course.
And they all think they're celebrities. So they act like they're famous. And they the drama, the fights, the poor grammar. Oh, listen, it's entertaining for some. And I'm not criticizing
anyone. It's actually a great beehive of activity for us to pull material for our podcast.
If you make a list of things that I don't like, this thing is everything. This is just a train wreck.
Yeah.
But I will say, by the 5th episode, I was sort of into some of the dynamics. I'm like, why isn't this guy talking to this guy anymore? Somebody does it. Well, I had a fight 2 seasons ago. What was the fight about?
Okay.
What? They fought about that? So I felt like I was into the content.
Yeah.
And she's like, see, Dad, that's why I like it. Because you can yell at them. And
well, you immerse yourself into it. You all of a sudden... You find yourself as part of it. And that's how I'm talking about with The Bachelor or Bachelorette. They're following that same recipe.
Nah, I felt dirty. I felt I had to go shower. I did. And every friend they bring over, oh, my friend's coming from my hometown. Every friend is a train wreck. Every friend is drama. Every friend wants to go after the hot guy in the house. Yeah. And the hot guy, I forget his name, he's long hair. He's got a girl who he's kind of seeing right now.
Mm.
He's sort of kind of, like, he doesn't want to
admit. He's kind of sort of.
He's like, I'm kind of sort of maybe thinking about, you know, we're together for a while now. She's my girl for a while now. So he's not really the girlfriend. He doesn't want to, like,
They don't want a commitment, right? So, he doesn't want to do that.
But he's talking to her. We're talking a lot. Like, I'm from a different era where you just say it. Like, you're dating, you're banging, we're talking, we're sort of like, he doesn't want to
no,
say
No, but if you're talking, that means you're banging, but there's
right,
no commitment.
Right, but he's using every word, but like, she's my girlfriend, or we're serious. No, I kind of want to make it work. I think it, right? So
it may work someday.
Right, yeah, right now it's looking good, I don't want to ruin it. He's sort of like,
not going to wife her.
Okay, so then one of the girls on the show brings her two girlfriends with the same name. I don't remember. Don't tweet me. But let's say it was like Mindy and Mindy, or Heather and Heather, or the Trishes. It was like the two of them. And the two of them both want him as if he's the only man they've ever seen in the world.
Well, it sounds like that's a thruple in the making.
That's a thruple. Well, no, they don't want the thrup. They want the dub. They want the solo action. I don't think they'd care if he banged one separately or like later. So then one of them gets really flirty with him. And he's like this big, dumb, you know, oaf. He's like, okay, let's go for a walk. Meanwhile, she's like, they sit on his bed.
Which way did he go, guys? Which way did he go?
So they sit on it. They sit on her bed or his bed. And he's like, I don't want. And you hear the voiceover is like, I don't want anything to happen. I'm just kind of seeing that girl. You're on television, dude. Whatever you do, she's going to see, right?
Yeah.
So this girl's like, so are you guys happy? And I'm kind of like seeing her, you know, like we're kind of talking.
That means he's not happy.
But no. He's kind of like, doesn't want, because this girl is kind of slutty hot, like in that skanky way. Like,
I love that.
If you, okay, you do, right. To me, she was like, but she was sort of like, you could see there was a hot person there if she showered, maybe.
Okay.
But she wasn't unattractive. She just wasn't my attractive.
Let's take note, everyone. Once again, Brody, his very out of character behavior continues his pattern of behavior as he describes in depth. An episode of Floribama Shore.
So
what is wrong with you?
So she's kind of like touching his arm, and he's like, you could hear him saying like, this is not going well. Dude, you're in the bed with her. You're sitting on the bed, and she's like scantily dressed, and she's all over him. She's like, well, are you happy?
Just finished telling me you hate this kind of television.
I hate it, but I'm just telling you.
But look at this,
but
you're watching it.
No, then the other girl with the same name, she doesn't want to talk to her now. They're fighting because she's like, I saw him first. Well, I went up to him first.
Oh my God.
And his whole thing is like, you know, then he goes to like confessionals. He's like, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be a good person. But it's so hard. It's so hard to be good. Is it though? Is it that hard to have a girlfriend and not cheat on her on television? He made it like he was like a saint.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's it.
You okay?
No, I'm all. I have to go watch the
next
episode.
You're all worked up. On Floribama Shore.
My point is, I hate the show, but it's like. Eh.
Wow, you're drinking. You're what else, Brody? You got drunk. What else? You acted bougie.
Salad.
You're doing product endorsements on your social media, which people called you out on. They were telling me to hit the jingle on you, David Brody. You were at home making lasagna.
Rao's homemade,
Rao's homemade sauce.
Spicy striped lasagna.
And he's making his spicy striped lasagna.
That's right.
And then he's like, hey, I'm Brody. It's Brody for Rao's. And then everyone on your comment thread, on your post was like, hey, Scary. Look at this. Hit the jingle. Bro, do you have amnesia? Yeah. Did you hit your head? Are you okay?
Yeah, so two things you should know. Well, first of all, I put on their paid partnership.
We know that, but that's so unlike
no secrets,
you.
And that's not a slip-in. When you do a sponsor on social media, that's not a hit the jingle.
I've been preaching that for years, that's not a slip-in.
Right, hit the jingle is when you get paid on the Elvis Duran show for a client and you slip it into my co-hosting podcast. That's a hit the jingle.
Right, okay.
Get paid to endorse a product and we're upfront about it.
Yes.
Like on this podcast, if we get paid to endorse
Slice.
Or Please Cheese.
Right.
We're up in front. It's a thing.
Yeah.
They're a client. They're endorsed. But again, we don't endorse products we don't like. I love Omaha Steak.
We stand by what we sell.
That's right.
We do.
But if Scary says they'll give you a free doorbell camera, that's a hit the jingle.
Exactly.
But I ended the show last week slipping in the fact that you can go to elvisduran.com/sauce and watch. But I thought, I thought it would be like, it's interesting.
Yeah, and where's that jingle, by the way? Are we going to get a hit? Because I feel like you're now starting this. You're going down this path, so I feel like I need a jingle for you the same way you need a jingle for me.
I'm not going down the path. I wasn't really plugging a sponsor. To be honest with you, I took 3 hours to make that video. I had to use a tripod. I filmed it by myself. So every scene, I had to re-angle and re-height adjust the tripod with my phone on it. So there's like multiple camera angles. Then I had to position the sauce jars and the meatball box and make sure the counter was clean.
It's difficult work, right? Now you know what I go through.
Right. But
now you know what I deal with every day.
Because you live alone. I happened to be alone that day. Nobody wanted to be around when I was cooking. And so, it took a lot of work. So if you want to see the food I made, you can go look.
Yeah.
Now Nate from our show, he did, I don't know what he did, a couple of months ago or 2 months ago, he cooked something else, right? And that's fine. He did a great job. He has a new kitchen. It's great. But I made lasagna because I love making lasagna. No one else made lasagna. Well, yesterday, I see on the website, it says coming soon, Nate and his fiance,
make lasagna.
He's getting paid. They made eggplant lasagna. No, listen, I'm a lasagna guy on the show. I made lasagna.
You did make lasagna.
You don't need to film a video of making lasagna. We already
I hate that. It was like the time that I made meatballs, and then 2 weeks later, Uncle Johnny from our show made meatballs. Right. I'm like, don't do that. Wait a second. You got to make something else with the sauce. You can make like 20,000 things with sauce.
Now, granted, Nate and Heather did a basil sauce, a different one of Rayo's homemade sauces.
Right.
I use the pesto and the arrabbiata.
They were trying to upstage you, Brody.
And they're making it healthier. They're using eggplant instead of pasta. I made mine with meatball and sausage.
By the way, we did a free commercial for Rayo's right now.
It's not about the product. I love the product. I eat it all the time. That's why I did it. But the video, I'd like you guys to go watch the video. I'll tell you why else I want you to watch the video. Again, I don't get any money if you watch the video. So this isn't a hit the thing moment. It's just I look to see how many views everyone else has.
Yes.
And I have about 900 views right now. Elvis has 1,400. Most people have about 1,100. So I'm close. But there's a couple of random people. They're not random. They're great people. But a couple of people on the show have 2,500 views.
Oh, my God. How many do I have? I don't even know.
You have like 1,100.
Ugh.
I'm at 900 now. So I'm gaining ground.
I think I made the steak pizzaiola last time.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. All I need is like 1,600 views, right?
Yeah. And then you'll be in the
leader. You know how many multiples of that listen to this podcast right now?
Oh, my God. Several.
Right? We do very well. If half of you, a third of you, just go to elvisduran.com/sauce. Again, not for the sponsor part of it. I love the product.
It sounds like we're having a pledge drive here for David Brody followership.
I would like you guys to watch my video. I worked hard on it.
Everybody... Brody worked hard on.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I can't wait anymore. I got to unwrap this gift. I know. This is like, this is like Christmas for us. This is...
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah. Yeah, or Hanukkah. Hanukkah passed already, though. So let's introduce you to a man from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and his name is Adam Gegg, who came to us and just handed us this piece, which we thought was going to be maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes worth of work, where he would put together like 30 seconds worth of material, and then it turned into this 10-minute...
Scary calls me, goes, Brody, did you listen to it? I go, what? He goes, Adam Gegg, he sent us the stuff, the listener, he sent it. I go, oh, I'll listen a little while. He goes, now. Let's do it now. Let's do it.
Well, here's, I'm going to read the email that I wrote back to Adam as soon as I heard it. I said, Adam,
go ahead.
I don't know where to begin. Wow. Just wow. You blew me away. I've done production work my entire career, and I know the number of hours it took and the level of effort that went into this. You, sir, deserve an award. This will be prominently featured on episode 200, and we would like to speak with you on the podcast, which we haven't gotten in touch with him, but we should. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You went above and beyond our wildest expectations on this. We salute you, and let's be in touch. And Brody, you want me to read yours as you added?
I sent a similar thing.
Okay.
I said, let me second everything. Scary.
Okay, right. Okay, then, right, okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, yeah. So.
And he apologized for not doing more, to which I was like, you're apologizing?
I thought we were going to, we should have had
get ready for a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
And Scary's going to stop it in the middle, and we're going to give you a break.
Or should we just do the whole thing through at this point?
No, because it's, I want to just play half. I want to talk about the first half, and then we'll play the second half.
You sure?
Yes, it's 10. It's 10 and a half minutes.
It is long. It's long.
That's
slices.
That's not what she said. let's just do play it, and then when you like it, we take it. Yeah, we gotta breathe. Hit it, baby.
Oh no, this is the one that's eight minutes.
No, you have the 10 and a half minute one.
You sent it to me, but
yes, I did.
Where is it? It says try this one. That's 8 minutes.
Hold on, you suck.
You suck, Brody. You suck. You fucked this up, man. This was our big moment.
You have the
suck.
Wrong one in front of you.
You suck.
I do suck.
It's the wrong one.
Unprofessional.
Try this one. This
you
is
said
the,
you checked it. We talked like for
10
minutes.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
Okay, you did play it.
I got it. Okay, let's rewind it.
I got it.
Oh, my God. How do I control my own fucking phone? This is a problem.
Yeah, you were your $7 million equipment, Gary.
Elvis Duran presents... Just the off-air show.
I think we titled this one New Beginnings.
I don't know if this is a new beginning. I got to be honest.
We're rebuilding the off-air show live on the off-air show.
I have
Kathleen,
not. Welcome first
to this
of all,
mess.
I have not agreed to be part of this podcast.
I really think it's the worst decision you've made in your entire
life. Yes, thank
life.
You. Start up.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. So welcome to the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Somebody says WTF in a text. What does that mean?
What the fuck? Listen, I'm the mother of a Brooklyn boy. Of course I know what it means. What the fuck?
That's my mother. When you tie your shoelaces, do you have fat guy laces?
Thicker laces.
No. When you're in shape, you bend down straight and you tie your shoelace.
That's right.
When you're a fat guy, you bend your leg over your other leg and you tie it off to the side. And so when guys are out of shape, their laces are off to the left or off to the right.
Because it was legs and breasts. That was L&B, Morning Gardens. Yeah. I still don't know what the L and the B stands for.
Look at that bitch.
Hey, over there. Hashtag slice for life. And by the way, why don't you write basura for bilingual?
There's new stickers on the pail.
Yeah? Asian. What do they say, Brody?
They say trash / basura.
Of course, because the people that take that stuff out don't understand
the
word trash.
Whoa, that was Scary Jones.
No.
See.
I was the grammar police.
Grammar police.
Now you're not.
I won the spelling bee.
My mom was a school teacher. Okay, spell asterisk.
A-S-T-R-I-K. Go fuck yourself.
You just said asterisk.
That's something that you do in bed with your wife.
That's right. That's
asterisk is A-S-T-E-R-I-K.
Wrong. You spelled it wrong the first time and then a different way the second time.
Another way. We welcome the fat Jewish comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
The day I do a radio tour, my neighbors are sawing down their house. It's like it couldn't have been worse timing.
Joe Gatto's in the studio, and he said Scary and Brody.
Scary and Brody. So you guys should put it together. Breary.
Oh,
you don't want to be Scrody.
No. So, let's do some birthdays. Oh, we had some birthdays.
Whoa, David Brody. What are you talking about?
It's the Brooklyn Boys birthday list.
What do you mean Brooklyn Boys podcast birthdays?
Oh.
We have not discussed this.
Shit. I can't do it on the
Elvis
Duran show.
Then, you know what? Do it at a bar when they hand
Fuck
you a mic.
You.
And you go out there.
People celebrating birthdays in August.
No.
Got in touch with
hey,
us.
You know who has birthdays? Everybody. Oh, your birthday's in January? So's mine. What are the odds? 12-1.
Pumpkin spice Durex condoms. That's this.
It's like a cocaccino.
What's a cocaccino?
I'll serve you one later. When you go to the buffet breakfast, the bagels are shit. The bagels come out of a bag.
Okay.
They're hard.
All right.
They're like hockey pucks.
They're the worst.
You know what? They're spagels. They're shit bagels. They're spagels. I just made that up. Spagels. Hashtag spagels. But hashtag Drake's cakes. Hashtag don't play the crane game. Hashtag pickle parm. Hashtag fuck salad.
Hashtag Scary's box.
By the way, that's a hashtag.
I mean, it is beautiful. He says, and the picture is crystal clear. Sloman's is the best.
Hit the fucking jingle.
Not cool.
Don't try to tell me that was your father saying it, not
he
you.
He said it.
So they couldn't help yourself.
They did an amazing
job. Couldn't help
they
yourself.
They did an amazing job.
I want to read his next one because he gave us 2 stars out of 5.
How's your corned beef?
That's where I go.
Take another bite.
No.
Okay, well, what is his review of our podcast?
Abe77.
Yeah.
Abe says, stop eating during the podcast, dummies. And he gave us 2 fucking stars.
Fuck you, man.
So this is for you, Abe. Corned beef. Mmm, so good. So fuck you.
Ow. Misophonia.
Where am I now? Well, who's,
you're on the podcast. It's
Brody and Scary.
Scary and Brody.
Brody and Scary.
Yeah!
Hey, Ma!
I win!
You don't put your own son
your
first?
Your own mother gave me props first!
If someone tells me their water is sparkling water that they made in the house, like,
oh, I don't, they fart into the jar. I don't want it. Hashtag fart water.
But if they have San Pellegrino, the absolute worst sparkling water because it tastes like you're drinking flat seltzer.
Never going to be a sponsor.
Fuck you, San Pellegrino. I hate Pellegrino.
Hashtag bougie bastard. So Michael Rappaport's here now, finally. 6 months.
6 months we've been waiting for you, buddy.
You know why it's Brody and Scary? Not Scary and Brody, because Scary didn't want me on his podcast. That, you fuck you. It's Brody and Scary. That's the way it is.
Mrs. Brody, no.
I can't sleep. I'm upset.
Oh, no.
My Scary insulted me. You criticized my son. Oh. You're putting a knife in my back.
I feel like I need to make this up to you somehow.
You're going to have to. Mom. What can you do for me? Can you send me some free dessert?
Yeah. Why don't you take my mother out for a steak dinner?
I can send you something. Maybe I can.
Monaco's would be nice.
Brody's Steak Dinner Update.
By the way, would you eat it at a place called Tainty's Fish and Chips?
No.
Came up my seamless the other day.
You realize?
Who the hell would name their place Tainty's?
Hold on.
Fish and Chips.
Is Tainty's the space between your fish and your chips?
That's what I thought. You ruined my fucking joke. I will stop it right there.
Wow. I know what's coming in the next half. That would have been enough.
That's only 5 minutes. That's only half of the montage that Adam Gegg put together.
It's again, he's not a radio person.
He's not.
The guy who's good with he edited that on video editing equipment and software.
And he claims, because I'm not an editor. I'm like, dude, you could make a career out of this.
I might adjust some levels here and there, but otherwise.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely. But as far as the rhythm, the pacing,
the
clips that he chose.
Yeah.
Again, and we're only halfway through. We have another 5 minutes of that to play. Wow.
Man.
As you know, I've been eating a lot of steak lately, Brody. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And a lot of listeners have been coming to me and texting me and like, what's up? Where's David Brody? He's going to be pissed. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. For the record, let me say something. Let me explain this right now.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Just because I'm going out for dinner does not mean that I need to have David Brody there, or B, that he needed to be there to eat steak with me. His friends, because my friends are not his friends. See? Or not my friends. Or Brody may not be close to my friends. You get where I'm coming from?
No. Yeah, I get where you come from.
You get where I'm coming from. All right.
Well,
the list of the slices, a little misinformed, that they think that I need to take you out with my other groups of friends.
You're Brooklyn friends.
Oh my God. So that means I can't have steak with my other friends?
No, you can. It's just it's been 200 episodes. You still haven't bought me a steak dinner, really. And so a lot of your friends that you claim like not my friends, I get it. You're part of like a little group you have since you were a kid. A lot of them hit me up for friendship on social media. They clearly want to be my boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know a lot of your friends.
I'm not offended by it.
No, but when I see the pictures of you out for steak dinner with your boys, I look at that group and I go, I don't want to go out with those guys. You guys look happy. I'm fine. But, you know, taking me out for like a happy 200th steak dinner would be great. But, you know, but I feel like this year, 2022 is the year.
2022 is the year you
get your
steak?
I feel like I'm getting my free steak dinner from Scary. Scary's going to pay for it.
Which I've tried twice.
Let's not rehash it. We already played the rehash of the montage. We don't need to rehash the rehash.
They say that the third time is the charm, right?
Well, it's at least that many times, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My air conditioning and heating unit just kicked on in the basement. Are you hearing that? Because if it's a problem, I'll go turn it off.
It's not too bad. I think we're okay right now.
All right, because I've been freezing for the past 2 hours.
You're freezing.
We stopped and started. We prepped. We didn't prep.
How are we already 49 minutes through this?
I don't know.
We're already 49 minutes in on the 200th episode. Yeah. It's crazy.
All right.
Maybe more.
Are you superstitious?
No. Well, it depends. There's a lot of superstitions out there. There are the basic ones like...
Black cat
crossing your path. No, I'm not superstitious of that. Or walking under a ladder. Not superstitious
okay,
of that.
So what's
the complexity of the superstition?
Well, Elvis mentioned something on the air. All right. I don't know if he was, I don't remember. It doesn't really matter. I don't know if he was telling a story or he was reading a story or he told a story. But somewhere along the story, he was talking about he said, like, oh, maybe he was just making up a number. You know, like, it's just, in the story, he's making up the number. And he said, oh, there's a problem with the guy in 13C on the plane.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people texted in and said, you know, there's no 13th row on a plane. For bad luck. It's bad luck. There's no 13th row.
Okay, now, but right away, I'm going to say it doesn't matter. The one after 12 is the 13th. Even though you call it the 14th row, it's the 13th row. It's just not called that.
Right. If the plane goes down, it's not looking at the numbers on the seat. You don't get to trick the gods at whatever is, right? So first of all, a couple of people texted in and said, I work for such and such airline. We have a 13th row. So it's not, people like, no, planes don't have 13th row. Yes. Just because you know some information doesn't mean it's everything.
I think Southwest has the number 13.
Well, if I'm free to move about the country, I want a 13th, you know.
Yeah.
It's like not every building skips the 13th floor.
Well, my building, we skip more than that. We skip 13 and we skip anything with a 2 in it.
Well, that's ridiculous. Is it an Asian building?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I've been there. Yeah, because the Asian.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is it two or is it four? No, I think
whatever. There's
four.
Another number that Asian people, some Asian communities find to be bad luck.
Oh my goodness.
Well, scary.
I think it's four. Anything with a four in it.
So there's no fourth floor.
No, there's none. In fact, there's no 14th. So in my building, it skips from 12 to 15 because 13, no, and bad, no four, right.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous.
Four. It's a bad luck number in that culture. Yeah. So, and we do have a lot of Asians that live here. So
yes, I've been there. I've seen it. Yes. So here's my thing about planes. If you're in the 13th row or the 14th row or the 12th row, right?
Yeah.
Let's say there's no 13th row. Let's say there's a 13th row. You're still all going down.
All right.
When
the whole plane
goes down, when you hit the mountain, you're all hitting the mountain. There's no lucky row.
Right. There's someone in 22 right now that doesn't feel unlucky. Because they're in 22.
I tell you right now, if there's no 13th row in 90% of airplanes, a hell of a lot of planes without a 13th row have crashed.
Well, there's not a whole lot, but okay. Well,
it's scary. If planes don't have 13th rows, there's plane crashes every year.
My point
is, lots of 13-less row planes have crashed.
What a morose thing to dissect.
No, my point is, that's a stupid thing. We make up a number 13.
That was
someone
a
decides
stupid
in
thing.
1402 that the 13 is evil. And now we don't have 13 floors in buildings. For what reason? Buildings burn all the time without 13 floors. The 13th floor.
Yeah.
Nothing affects anything. There's no, like, the fire doesn't go, oh, there's no 13th floor in this building. It's good luck. I'm going to stop spreading my fire.
Stop spreading your fire.
We didn't spread the fire. Okay. Anyway, yes. So people were, like, all up in arms about 13. I'm not, listen, if a truck's going to hit you, it's going to hit you. It's not hitting you because you're wearing a 13 jersey.
Yeah.
The guy's like, get that guy, he's got the jersey on, get him. this baseball players, and every sport has, with uniform numbers, has players that were 13.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
Some of them are Hall of Famers. By the way, speaking of numbers, and I promise, this is my last tangent, I promise. There's
That's
a podcast
okay.
I heard a commercial for.
We're known for tangents. This is the podcast that goes off on tangents.
I know, but I don't want a triple tangent, so I'm going to stop here. I heard a commercial for a podcast today, and I'm sure it's accurate. All they do is celebrities that died at 27. This new episode was
like
Amy Winehouse.
James Dean with Amy Winehouse.
Like, I don't know how old Kurt Cobain was when
Did
he killed
Jim
himself.
Morrison die at 27?
I don't know. If you Google artists, my point was, so many people have died at 27, celebrities, that they can do a podcast and have enough episodes. Right? You need one a month. That's 12 a year.
Celebrities, I mean, I'm going to Google it, I guess, and
If you're a celebrity, now look, that doesn't mean 27 is unlucky. It's coincidental. Yeah. Or maybe it's a time in your life as a celebrity where you got money, right? You have fame. You start doing drugs. You're out.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 20, it's just a number thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be people who watch that talk and go, 27-year-olds, man, it's good, bad luck. Well, what are you going to do, skip it? Can't skip the year. 13 for Jews is a big year. You get bar mitzvahed as a Jew,
right.
A male Jew. 13. That was a good year for me. I got a lot of money.
You know, well,
I wore a beanie.
In gambling, sevens are usually a good luck when you on the slot machine, right? 7, 7, 7. But in craps, in the first roll, the opening roll, 7 is lucky. But in every other roll of the dice in craps, 7, you clears the table and you lose your money. You lose all your money.
But what does it mean to come 11?
11, because you want 11. So 7 and 11, 11 is craps, right? I guess.
Right,
oh,
but when
God.
You when people wow. say 7 come 11, what does that mean? I mean, I can Google it, but I just
you know something come 11, I don't, you know something.
I don't want to be in the same room. It sounds dirty. I don't want to be within like 20 feet.
No. Don't ask that. No, but the point is, sevens are lucky when you get three sevens in the slot machine.
Yeah, but then no,
after
lucky.
The first roll,
in a slot machine.
But after
someone
the number, once the point is made in craps, then seven is out. It's seven out. That means that's when they take that fucking long wooden stick.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And they hook all the money all toward the fucking the banker.
Seven's the number most likely to come up on the two die roll.
That's right.
That's right, because it's the most combinations.
The most combinations
one and six,
of seven.
Two and five, three and four. That's why. It's got the three different.
But in the opening roll, you want to keep rolling sevens. Seven, seven, seven. And then you don't want it once the point is made. That's a whole other. I'm not teaching you craps.
I can't
right
play
now.
Craps. I don't want. I look at it, I go, yeah, just, that's what they play in movies. That's not for me.
You don't play craps, you take them.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like, hey, why did I lose all my money? Don't worry about it. Just go to the buffet. All right.
I think we should play the second half of this montage. We also have some voicemail to
why
get
do you
to.
Keep calling it a montage?
Montage.
All right. But,
and then we got the voicemails.
All right. I just want to talk to you about what happened at dinner the other night. And then, but wait, I want to hear the montage. Play the voicemails because I want to take a break from the montage for a minute.
I want
to hear the voicemails.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Now people I took the time to call 218-FU-ABE-77.
Right.
And leave us hopefully
Oh, there's new ones since I last checked.
Well, they're seeing the tweets.
They are. So basically, yes.
Play the ones you wanted to play. We can't play them all.
218-FU-ABE-77.
The greatest right, phone number ever.
And these are people that left their voicemail. And by the way, this line is now connected 24/7, so feel free to make that voicemail anytime you want and leave one for us. We may play it on a future episode. Here's area
code.
You
know what's great?
What's up?
I have the login, and I can change it so that it makes Scary's phone ring.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it on Do Not Disturb. Thanks. Dick.
I can also set it where he gets an email every time you
leave
a voicemail.
No, let's not do that either.
Okay, all right.
Area code 203.
Here we go. What's area code 203?
203 is where this came from.
Oh, who cares about the area code? Play the damn thing.
Hey, Brody and Scary. It's Anthony from Central Connecticut. Keep up the good work. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Slice for life. And let's go Mets. Hashtag Brody and Scary.
Now, that was the first one we got, so
that's
I wanted to play that.
That's the best one. You're not going to get much better than that.
That was the person that...
He hashtagged Brody and Scary and said, let's go Mets. Come on.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Well, that one right there was the first one. Okay, and here we go. Continuing along.
Hey, Brody and Scary. It's Jamie, a.k.a. Monster Donut Pants. I just want to say congratulations on episode 200. I can't believe that you were allowed to spew your BS for 200 episodes, yet here you are. Thank you for making me and everyone else laugh for as long as you have. I especially need it now that I've been going through a bit of a health scare.
Oh.
Keep up the good work, guys, and I'm hoping for 200 more.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and we hope you feel better, Monster Donut.
Yeah, so hoping for another 80 years for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the fact that she's under the weather and took the time to do that, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You. All right, and here's one from 845.
Brooklyn boys, Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. I've been looking forward to episode 200 for what seems like fucking forever now. This is Chris Travers. I'm a slice for life. I've been listening to every episode of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. And I'm so hyped that you guys are actually giving listeners an opportunity to come on the podcast and have their voice be heard and tell you guys how much you guys are fucking awesome. And I love it. I'm a New Yorker myself. You guys are the shit. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you. I know a lot of us do. So keep doing what you're doing, Brooklyn Boys. Slice for life. Appreciate you.
All right.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Okay. And here comes area code 619.
What's up, Gary and Brody? Love the podcast. I listen all the way from San Diego. Bing bong.
Short and sweet. What's the bing bong thing?
Bing bong is the Knicks. It's part of their rallying thing.
Oh, that's what it is. Bing bong.
You gotta look it up. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Anastasia from Queens. I was interested in your input on that new AHA commercial. I know that you guys have been on a roll with funny commercials and such, so I'm very curious to hear about that. Be well and slice for life.
That's a local commercial that we play on Z100 in New York.
It's a nightmare. We'll have to grab it.
Is that your friend Dave that does that? The other
no,
Dave?
No, that's horrible.
It's horrible. Awful. Well, you know, we should play that on. Well, I don't know. We don't want to lose the money on that.
Yeah, let's wait till it's not.
Let's wait till
the
they stop advertising, yeah. And then we'll get back to that. It only plays on Z100. And yeah. Listen, the rest of the country, consider yourselves lucky. That's all we'll say.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Yo, Brooklyn boys, this is Frank Sullivan here calling from Wallingford, Connecticut. Just wanted to say that you guys are doing a great job with the podcast. Wanted to see if you guys wanted to maybe do a pizza tour. Hmm. I think you guys are in a great area where you can hit up Connecticut, New York, New Jersey.
That's right.
In a matter of a month, just hitting up local pizza spots. I live in Connecticut. I can show you the ropes.
That's right, Connecticut pizza.
So to speak, in Connecticut, take you to 3 or 4 great pizza places within a day.
Yep.
Anyways.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Great. Yeah, that's right, Brody. How do you feel about that, Connecticut pizza?
I'll go eat it. I got to eat it in a little bit of moderation these days, but I'll go.
Brody, New York, king of the pizza.
No. I still think New York is the best pizza in the world.
I do too, but I've tasted Connecticut pizza, and New Haven pizza has some great, contenders.
By the way, I want to just clarify, the Bing Bong thing, in case you guys are screaming at your phones, there's a show called Side Talk that made it a thing on TikTok.
That's what I thought, Bing Bong.
But the Knicks have adopted it. You can go look that up.
Right, okay.
That's how I heard it, through the Knicks. But that's with some side talk.
Yo, it's C-Mick. Yo, don't play that other message because clearly I didn't think it through.
I deleted it.
The chance that this is played on the podcast, you know, I had people a little nervous. But just wanted to say I've been a slice for life for how long? Probably since you guys have started. And yeah, that's that. FUH77.
Thank you.
There you go, Chris.
Keep
Thanks.
Going. We have a few more of these.
We got a lot more because we can't play them all, Scare.
No, I know, but yeah, we have quite a few more. You know, people took the time. How about this one?
Yeah, I want to hear them.
There you go, my fat fingers.
Hey, Brody and Scary. It's Miss Trish here. Congrats on 200 hilarious episodes of The Brooklyn Boys. And thank you for building a community of slices. I finally found my people, and they all hate bad grammar as much as I do. Love you guys.
Okay. And from area code 559.
What up, Brooklyn boys? Name's Gabe. I'm a merchandiser for 7-Up. Listen to you motherfuckers every single day on my drive to work, from work, and between stores. Fuck you, Abe77. And hey, y'all need to talk to iHeartRadio about the stupid fucking... rewind and fast forward problems.
Okay. We will do that. Okay. We are ambassadors of goodwill for you.
Yes.
Let's see.
Hey, what's up, boys? The Real Kick Low.
Oh.
Congratulations on 200 episodes. Can't wait to keep hearing more, guys. Bless the life.
Okay, and then two more, Brody.
Does he call himself the Kick Low because his voice is low?
Yeah, the Real Kick Low.
Wow, I've never heard his voice before. Wow.
Okay, here's another feedback.
Shout out to the Brooklyn boys.
Brooklyn! Yay! Brooklyn! Yay! Brooklyn!
The hell?
I think you messed it up. It's Brody.
Oh.
There you go.
I didn't preview. This one just came in.
No, it's funny. I like
it. Oh, God.
They're still going.
Fans of all ages.
They didn't realize. Hilarious. They don't even know what the hell's going on. They're still recording. All right. We'll just... All right, and last one.
I love that. They're trying to get their kid to say our name.
They had no idea. Last one.
All right. Shout out to the Brooklyn boy.
Brody. Gary.
Yes.
Brody. Gary.
Okay.
There you go.
Our phone number is 218-FU-ABE-77. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. 218-FU-877. Will, if you know, listen, we got to up the ante if we want to keep playing these. Leave us some great comments, stories, questions for the Brooklyn Boys. You can ask questions, and maybe we'll answer them on a future episode of this podcast. All right. Okay. All right. We got a commercial break here, and then we have
the other half of the montage. Yeah. I got to call out a fellow radio person that I'm not going to mention names, but on another Grammar Police issue.
Another one. With Brody and
Scary. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to play the other half of this montage, and then you could
before
call out your people.
Police. All right.
Adam G-E-G-G. God, you ruined my fucking joke.
I was actually looking for it. That's all I need. I want to buy this.
What, did you just do a Middle Eastern vampire?
No,
what's that?
No, Jewish.
That's your Jewish?
I was actually,
I was walking through the lab late one night. You're doing the monster mash.
And suddenly, I was actually looking for it.
Instead of the $44 microphone, you spent hundreds of dollars, $10,000, $47,000, $14.6 million, $5 billion on that equipment.
Listen, asshole.
Never been booked before.
Uh-oh, my microphone's falling apart.
Oh my God, that's $80,000. Get it.
Oh, shit. Oh no, it fell.
Another $100,000.
Hold it.
Go ahead, play it.
Wait, it all happened too quickly. And by the way, he didn't wipe his ass. That's why I think he was cranking it.
No. Dude, if he was cranking one, have you ever made those sounds if you were doing that? Do you go, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
We have a serious tribe issue.
Yes. So 2 weeks ago, someone started posing as me, took a couple of my pictures. He posted it as his lead picture on JDate, which is the Jewish online dating service.
If he goes on any date, he's not Arthur, the 37-year-old doctor. And if he is Arthur, the 37-year-old doctor, how ugly must he be if he's using your picture?
All right. See, that's the comment I was fucking waiting for. Go ahead.
We don't yell a lot. We yell sometimes, but not a lot.
You're not fucking listening to me!
Fuck you, Pelican Pools!
I gave you my insurance card!
Fuck you, Agnes! It's not white milk, it's just milk.
Stallions!
Why are you telling me that you just got into a fucking car accident?
What happened to Steve?
Fucking Stacy!
The man blew up my bathroom!
Do I smell free dessert coming?
Whoa. I can't find the waiter. He's not getting me soda. He's not getting me water. He's not getting me anything. Fuck you, Alexa.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. It's snowing here in the studio. We got some fucking snowflakes on our hands.
Oh, the weather.
How hard is it to flush a fucking toilet? Okay.
Don't tweet me. I don't care.
I don't need you to verify my VIN. Fix the fucking software.
What?
Fuck you, Amazon cares.
I'm going to take a can of grape soda for my troubles for waiting, and we're going to call it even.
So I said, we're good? What are you talking about? Tell her what I want. Let's speak English. What's the age limit for chocolate milk? Sullivan was closed.
You all right?
No, but you don't even wait for the answer.
Yo, man, that's my babka.
That's how it fucking works.
Katie Babs.
Katie Babs. Fuck you, Rosita. Fuck you, Shanika with no you. And fuck you, Edna with no name tag. Fuck all three of you.
It's fucking Reese's.
I really appreciate that, but I can't DM you. F you, Paul.
The ball's on Hercules delivery system.
F you, fake Steven. They raised my rate.
$4,000. $5,000. $6,000.
To $7,000 a year.
They're not using real Jews.
Hashtag tribe. Even though we had a friggin' appointment.
Hello, Mr. Brody. Is it okay if we put a Calvin fucking Klein button on your jeans?
And what was on top of the egg salad?
Dill.
Fucking dill.
We don't need to hear your goddamn horn.
It's the UPS guy. He says, I can't take the box. Because it's FedEx. Bethany Frankel doesn't need the money!
If you've received a letter from us, please enter the PIN number.
The fucking elevator button is already pressed. It's clearly lit up. It's not going to go any faster, people.
When he gets on the turnpike, he goes south. South, he goes south again. My wife emails them back and says, I need to talk to you on the phone. And guess who's going to answer the fucking phone when they call? Me. My name's Melissa, bitch.
By the way, is this what this podcast is going to be about?
Because
we're kind of shaping it. And we've been doing nothing but bitching. One, me, then you, then me,
hold
then
on
you,
now.
Then me, then
hold
you,
on
then
now.
You, then you.
Need motherfuckers!
And you know what? Don't just call any Peter Luger. Call the Peter Lugers in Brooklyn!
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Wow, what a montage that was.
We've done some things over 200 episodes.
You think? That was Adam Gegg once again.
Amazing. Amazing. Again, stuff in there. I'm thinking to myself, it's funny. I'm laughing. I don't know what I was talking about. Here's a challenge. Here's a challenge. You know the female listener of ours that did the flow chart?
Yes.
Where we went off on tangents.
It was tangent. Yes. Are you going to ask for a transcript of what we just played?
I'm saying that right there is beyond yeah. transcribable.
Yeah.
There's no flow chart for that.
In order,
that's just a train wreck of.
Yeah,
what we've done
in order to really appreciate the level of effort we know went into that, and again we didn't ask for it.
That's like 30, 40 hours.
It's a lot of work. We know you have to do what we do in for a living.
And you have to listen to everything. You have to then chop it up and put it together
in real time, and then edit and go back and forth and whatever. Anyway, all right, we've gone on. We've gone on and on.
Grandma police, grandma police. Police.
Let's correct someone.
Police.
And hopefully this is not an ATM VIN thing.
No. So these I'm just going to, there's a couple of people on the air. There, it's more than one person. They do a show together. And one of them says things sometimes grammatically wrong, but the other one makes up words or uses the wrong words. Like, they're close to the right word, but they're different words. So this week, they said, I think that's going to be a harboring of things to come.
A harboring of things to come.
Now, harboring would mean to put something in the harbor.
If you harbor something, you're holding feelings, you're holding it back. You're holding it in.
Right. Okay.
Harbor.
What they meant to say was harbinger. It's a harbinger of things to come.
Oh.
But somehow harbinger turned into harboring.
Well, how did that would they even have the word harbinger in their vocabulary if they're going to use it incorrectly?
Because you've heard the expression, but you don't remember it the right way.
I see.
Well, right? You're like, oh, it's something, hob something in ing with the thing. I wanted to rip my radio out of my car and throw it out the window.
Yeah.
I could not believe harboring of things to come. And that person makes more than me, I'm sure of it.
I'm sure.
They make
more
they
than
do.
All of us. Well, you know,
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But I was just, I felt like I was watching Floribama Shore.
Well, something I wanted to add, and this really scalds my dog. Is that even a thing?
You don't even have a dog.
I don't even have one. But
you'll never have a dog.
Is
not
when
if you scald it.
I heard a commercial, and it runs. This commercial runs a lot on a lot of radio in New York. It's talking about the legalization of marijuana.
Okay.
And it's a website followed by a sub-website, in which case they express it. So-and-so marijuana, so-and-so.com. Now, it should be /marijuana, the easiest way, because we all know that when typing into a web browser or anything, the only valid slash is a forward slash, right?
The forward slash is in the beginning with the HTTPs.
Right. This fucking commercial, they say it 3 times in every commercial, and I hear it all day.
It's like, what do they say?
.com/marijuana.
Oh, what are they stoned?
/marijuana.
Are they high?
Dude, I want to call these people. I'm like, dude, first of all, they're getting the backslash confused with the forward slash. They mean to say forward slash because it's the only slash that's valid. Unless they're
Hebrew and they're reading right to left.
No, but if you
then it's going down.
But if you enter
a back.
But if you type a backslash where it goes from top to bottom on a diagonal,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you type that in any web address, it's always invalid because it's an invalid key. That doesn't lead anywhere ever. So that's always going to be invalid. It's always forward slash.
I would like to tell the person who invented the internet and URLs, fuck you. You should have just used the dash. And the underscore, fuck people with the underscore is a pain in the ass to type. There should be an underscore button. Don't you think there should be an underscore button at this point?
Yes.
Right? Is there an underscore button?
No. Oh, yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right, then they were listening to me. No, there isn't. You got a shift. I want an underscore button. A button that's by itself without a keyboard.
You know what else?
The internet's been around since 1995, mainstream. I know it was around before that. People have been using computers for what, 26 years, 27 years now?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a .com button?
Actually, some websites, some things on my phone and applications have the .com. They give you .com.
If you hit ESPN and hit enter, it puts it in for you. Also, here's a trick for you.
By the way, they should add it to the keyboard, the actual hard keyboard.
Yeah, there should be a .org button, a .com button. Fuck .net. But anyway, and .gov, come on. So if you do, I think on Mac also, but definitely on PC, if you type a web address, right? Let's say you do like Good Housekeeping. If you do Control Enter, it puts the .com there and then goes to the website. That's what it does.
Huh.
I may have said that. It's 200 episodes. I say a lot of things I may have said. But there should be a .com button. But if you do the Control Enter, you don't need a .com button. How about that?
How about that?
But backslashes, forward slashes, it should just be a slash.
Yeah.
But there's two of them because you have both, right? It should have been a dash.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a dash.
Dashing through the snow?
Listen, open sleigh. I got stuff for next week, and then we're gonna go on vacation. So I gotta make sure we have to make sure 201 is good.
201.
We go on the episodes after 200. You know, the first 200 were easy.
And we gotta do the Jingle Ball tour now. I got 3 Jingle Balls to go to in the next week and a half. So it's gonna be busy.
Yeah, well,
it's busy.
I got 2 because they don't invite me to Florida.
You should. So. But maybe they'll invite you to the Floribama Shore Jingle Ball.
You know what's ironic, is that I was one of a couple of people that was instrumental in getting us on Y100?
Yep.
Right?
And now they forgot all about you.
And the people that got us on Y100 are long gone, and the new people,
yeah,
they don't invite me to weddings.
They're like, who is this guy?
Yeah, they don't invite me to the big, they don't, you know. Yeah, but they wouldn't have Elvis Duran if we didn't work our magic and then steal half their staff.
Brody's taking the credit.
No. A small piece.
I know.
Didn't we fly to Nashville to work
on
the project?
We did. That was so long ago. And it was just the two of us know about it.
All I'm saying is, how about a Jingle Ball ticket? That's all I'm saying. Come on.
How about it? How about a Jingle Ball ticket?
That's right. They don't remember. They don't remember.
Yeah, see? Anyway, if you'd like to give us feedback on this 200th episode, feel free.
No, don't tweet. Now I have to start saying don't voicemail us.
Well, no, I was going to say email us. Go old school or leave a voicemail
at
218-218-FU-APE-77. And you can email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. And get in touch with us on our social media.
Oh, and brooklynboys.bigcartel.com for all your merchandise.
Whatever you do, don't tweet Brody.
Oh, elvisduran.com/sauce.
Yeah.
I almost did
it again.
Product
endorsement whore.
I not cool.
Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.